I had just walked into the Spencer Art Museum and was led up the stairs. I looked up, and boom, there it was. I was stunned by the absolute beauty of the piece. It had blinded me from looking at the others. I found out it was called Persian Wall by Dale Chihuly, one of the most famous American glass artists. He's one of a group of artists who have revolutionized the concept of glass art in the 20th century. Before him, glass was seen as a material for vessels and windows and not as a beautiful way to make great art. Persian Wall has six colorful blown glass objects in a flower design. Each of these glass objects are red and blue, which are the KU colors, and have concentric variegated patterns. Chihuly calls these flaring, rippling shapes sea forms, which he even wrote a book about. My favorite glass object is the one furthest to the left, as it immediately stood out to me and gave me the most ocean-like and sublime feel. Chihuly had studied interior design at the University of Washington in Seattle, where he also studied glassblowing. Chihuly's vibrantly colored organic glass creations were immediately popular with the public. He co-founded the Pilchuck Glass School, which is an educational and influential space that helped grow some of the most renowned glass artists today. Persian Wall is a part of a collection called Persians, which is an exploration of form, shape, and color, with a design of wild asymmetry and a swirling pattern. These types of pieces explore form, shape, and color, and celebrate experimentation and innovation in glass blowing. Persians are mounted onto walls, windows, and ceilings, and are even placed along the bottom of Chihuly's swimming pool. Persian Wall gives me a feeling of swimming in an ocean. It feels calm and soothing. I love the ocean and get to visit it a couple times a year. Sea life is fascinating to me, partially because it is so mysterious. There's some sea life that we don't even know about yet. Persian Wall is like a beautiful grouping of anemones that I can visit even here in Lawrence, Kansas, and try to capture the peace and serenity of floating in the water. This is Vedsai Budrivankata with another Bulldog Art Tour.